The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Finally tired of doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results? Well, this show is going to help you change your life for the better. Strap on your seatbelt and navigate this roller coaster we call life with human potential expert and best-selling author, Dr. Verna Price. Each week, Dr. Verna blesses you with her virtues to live your best life so you can be the best you that you can be.
For those of you who are brand new, welcome. I'm Dr. Verna Cornelia Price, and I am the author of The Power of People, Four Kinds of People Who Can Change Your Life. And for those of you who are my regulars, it's good to see you again. And I hope that all is well with you and your family. So let's go ahead and get started today with our affirmation. Let's do change your life affirmation. This is my life, and I get to change it when I want to. How I want to, if I want to, because it was given to me. And that makes me very valuable, very important, very lovable, and extremely powerful. Always remember that you have enough power in your life right now, today, this very second, this very moment to change your life. And you can change your life literally with one thought. You can change your life literally with one email. You can change your life with one phone call, but it must first start, the change of your life starts inside and then it comes outside. You have to make a decision to change. And the question is, what are you going to make a decision on? So I was recently at a corporation just kind of thinking and talking with professional folk about what's going on with them in the workplace. And this is something that I am seeing more and more of and have seen really for many years. But I'm thinking about it again because I think it's still happening and it shouldn't be happening. So for those of you who are in the workplace, sometimes what happens is that you go silent. What that means is that in that workplace, you feel safe enough, or if you don't feel appreciated enough, or if you don't feel secure enough, or if you don't feel confident enough, if for some reason in that workplace, your voice has kind of put down, or your voice has been made even maybe made fun of, or your voice have been condescended, or your voice have been you've been intimidated in that workplace, what could happen to you is that you could go silent. So literally, you are going to work every day, and you're just going through the motions. That's all you're doing, right? When you go into meetings, you no longer speak. When you go into voice, you literally have been shut down. And who has shut you down? You may think that you've been shut down by the company or by your teammates or by your colleagues, but the truth is that you shut yourself down because you have gone silent. And what makes you silent in an organization? Often you will go silent because you just don't think that your voice matters anymore, or that you just don't think that people care about your voice, and or if you have had voice before and that voice have not been taken seriously. So as a result, what you do is you just go silent, you stop talking. And you may think that everything is okay, right? But literally your body is going into these meetings and your mind is not there. You're no longer connected. And whether you know it or not, slowly but surely, you are disconnecting from your team, your work teams. You're disconnecting from your workplace. And the truth of the matter is, you may even be disconnecting from yourself because you have bought the noise of that company into you. And so in your mind is loud because you're thinking about the fact that you have been undervalued, thinking about the fact that you have been condescended, you've been intimidated, thinking about the fact that you don't think, feel so you belong there anymore, all ahead. And so for some of you, you are driving home and you have your teammates, your colleagues, your boss is in your head, literally in your head. You are out trying to have a good time with your family, but you're thinking about your work. You're thinking about that situation. And it's usually relationships. And it usually is because you've gone silent. So you've gone silent on the outside, but on the inside, you are exploding. There's all this noise happening on the inside. So what I want you to do is, first of all, be silent no more. Okay? In other words, find your voice. What was the situation? What was going on? Now, if you listen to my, you know, my podcast weekly, you know I'm the author of The Power of People, Four Kinds of People Who Can Change Your Life. And those four kinds of people are adders, subtractors, multipliers, and dividers. So if you hear people talking about those four types of people, they're really referencing my work, The Power of People, which, by the way, I wrote 20 years ago, but the work continues to compel people to really think about, one, that you're powerful, how you're using your power, and these four ways. So if you've been working with a subtractor or dealing with a subtractor in your workplace, then you have to figure out what happened in that situation. Did you get your feelings hurt? Did you feel intimidated? Did you lose your confidence? Like what? You have to analyze that situation. Go back to it. Now, for some of you, to find your voice, it may be painful to do that because, one, you have to look at the situation. And the second thing you've got to do is you now have to do something about that. And you have a couple of choices. One, if this has to do with a particular person or a particular situation, you have to go back and correct that situation. You have to go back and have that conversation in some way, shape, or form. And what that means in that conversation is that you have to address what happened in some way, shape, or form. Now, as you're having that conversation, you're not having that conversation for someone to say they're sorry or they feel bad or somehow, you know, make you feel better. No, that's not why you're having the conversation. And your voice again. So you can address the things that matter to you again. So the first thing is that, one is that you've got to figure out what happened. And then secondly, you have to take some sort of action. It has to be some sort of action, right? And then the third thing that you have to do is literally, and this may just really small steps, little by little by little, begin to put your voice back into that conversation. Whether or not that is raising your voice in a meeting, whether that is this really interesting. So yesterday I was at the post office. And I'm in between two people. One is a white guy who's coming in with his packages, and he's got this look on his face like, what do I do? What do I do? I need something. I need something. There's me, and then in front of me is a black man. Now, the black man knew exactly what the white man was supposed to do, because apparently he had done this before. And so he looks right over me, and he said, go ahead and get this and get that. So a third person comes into the conversation, and it's another white man, and he works for the post office, and he says, oh, no, you don't do that. Well, so forth and so on, and this doesn't, and this doesn't. And then a fourth person comes into the conversation, and this is a young black woman who also works for the post office. And so she says, well, yeah, that's exactly. Right? This is, in other words, what she was saying was what the black man said was correct. Now, in the meantime, the voice of the black man, and he felt it. Don't go silent. Don't go silent. You were correct, right? You were trying to help your white brother figure this thing out. Isn't that what happens to us sometimes, right? We have the answer and we bring it to the table But then someone on the other side of the table figures that they're just going to shut us down. They just totally did not take the person's, you know, suggestion at all. Didn't say to the black man, oh, you know what? You were right about that. Way to go. Thanks for helping out our customers. Not a thing. Didn't even acknowledge the man. And I could see literally went into his doesn't that happen so often to so many of us? Let me just tell you, do not allow anyone to take your voice. And even if someone does try to shut down your voice, you speak again. Speak again, right? Bring your voice, keep your voice at that table. Why is that so important? Because in your voice is your creativity. In your voice is your intelligence. In your voice is your innovation. Just think of how much your company, your team is losing because you no longer have a voice. But you do have a voice. You're just not using your voice anymore. Why? Because you have allowed that situation to take your voice. Now, here's the real deal. When you lose your voice, you lose your power. Let me say that again. When you lose your voice, you lose your power. So what's your power to someone else? So here's what I want you to do. Get your voice back. Where have you gone silent in your life? Have you gone silent in marriage? Have you gone silent in your business partners? Have you gone silent in your company? Where have you gone silent? Figure it out. Take an action step and get your power back and get your voice back into that conversation. All right. Well, I hope this has been helpful, right? I hope it's been helpful and that you will try this and get your power back and continue, because you know what? You can't grow in your power unless you use your power. And as long as you no longer have a voice, you will no longer have power. All right. Be thinking about that. Get your work done and let's do our affirmation. This is my life and I get to change it when I want to, how I want to, if I want to, because it was given to me. And that makes me very valuable, very important, very lovable, and extremely powerful. Get your voice back. See you next time. Bye.
Get caught up on previous episodes of Dr. Verna's Virtues at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
My grandmother was very often the only black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community. And we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Unleash the power of smile for your team. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage to fit your unique small business, leading to a better benefit package and a happier team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
What should you do if you have COVID-19 symptoms like fever, congestion, or sore throat, body aches, or an upset stomach? Take a self-test as soon as you can. A positive test detects evidence of the virus that causes COVID-19. Guidelines say that those who test positive should stay home and isolate for at least 5 full days. During this time, wear a high-quality mask, wash hands often, and avoid contact with other folks in your household. If possible, stay in a separate room and use a separate bathroom. Inform anyone you were in recent close contact with about your positive test result. If you are at high risk for severe illness, contact your healthcare provider about treatment options that might lessen the serious impact of COVID-19. If you test negative, repeat the test in 48 hours to confirm the result. If your symptoms or fever persist, you're advised to stay home until your symptoms are better and at least 24 hours passes with no fever. And remember, you can always get in touch with your healthcare provider if you have concerns about your symptoms.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire 5-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at Bremer.com.